Welcome to Brick by Brick, where we begin to build the new you. Here's a simple truth. You're not perfect, and that's okay because you are actually awesome or on your way to being awesome. And with this podcast, we will begin to tackle the rough topics of life. We will journey to a place in which you used to be in order to get to the place in which you choose to be. You see, you were born to be amazing, and together you and I will help and make sure that you get there. Don't let anybody stop you, and never let anybody treat you any less than what you're actually worth. In order for you to get to this level, in order for you to get to this point, the first thing you must do is start seeing you through different eyes. And remember, keep smiling. It looks good on your face.
Welcome to this week's Brick by Brick, a motivational podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr., also known as Rep Tony. We are recording through our mobile studio because someone is traveling like crazy.
How are you? I'm doing fine. Just traveling like crazy. We're probably going to be like this for quite some time. Because Sunday is not the ideal time to record in our studio, because Sunday is game time, I suppose, in my profession, for lack of a better term. So, yeah, mobile studio it is. Hey, it's a blessing to be able to connect. You know, if technology is out there, let's use it.
That's true. That is true.
So what? You have an agenda. I'm sorry, I'm messing up your agenda. I did that last time.
No, you're fine.
Go to your step one, two, and three before we get to the. Go ahead.
So speaking of engagements, if you guys are in the area, feel free to stop by and hear Antonio speak. His future engagements may. 10th, which is actually Mother's Day. He's the keynote speaker for the Lupus Awareness Brunch. The location is 5922 Washington Avenue in Houston, Texas. Tickets are $25, $30 at the door. Come out and support. The brunch starts at 11 a.m. Starts at 11 a.m. May 12th, 13th, and 14th. He'll be in Edna, Texas. He's the theme speaker at the American Baptist Eastern General Association of Texas. He'll be speaking on rebranding the church for the 21st century. The program starts at 10 a.m. each day, so come out and support that. And then June 16th through the 18th, he'll be back in Edna speaking for the American Baptist Eastern General Association of Texas for their Youth Congress. He'll be teaching a class on sex education. And last but not least, June 20th through the 28th, he'll be all the way in India speaking at a pastor's conference. He's the keynote speaker there as well. And he'll be discussing leadership, church planting, and business strategies to pastors in 50 villages, if I'm not mistaken. So if you're in the area or if you're in India, stop by. We would love to meet and speak with you and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah, all that good stuff. Yeah, and if you'd like me to speak in your area, since it's had some information, I'm sure she'll get out at the end of the podcast. And as you can see, I mean, I am a pastor, and I'm proud to be a pastor, that's for sure. I love what I do, but I'm also a motivational speaker, and I'm also a business strategist as well. Some people hire me to go in, fix their company, and then walk away, right, so they can be good and things like that. So we definitely appreciate all the things that we do. So it's not in this podcast. If you're new to this podcast, this podcast designed for corporate podcasts. I have a spiritual podcast, and we definitely like those. But this is my favorite. Let me tell you, I absolutely love talking to people outside of my religion or my beliefs, or just outside. I just love people And I just love talking about business and how to get better. So thus spawned the podcast Brick by Brick, and we love it to death. And obviously you guys do too, because it's always a top 100 little podcast thing, especially on Podomatic and iTunes. So we definitely appreciate that. So go out there and share it, comment, like, and send me your social security number and your No, I'm just joking. Right? But, you know, I just want to make sure people will listen. All right, so, you know, go out there and share it, spread it, because this is a free source. We do have some wonderful, super-duper great, awesome plans for the future, right, for this podcast included, and a couple of new things. So we won't give it away just yet. It will take about a year to give it away. But this will always be free, and we just definitely have a heart for helping people. And as usual, I'm with Tempest. She's the number two in everything I do. She started from a secretary, which is an awesome thing, by the way. Right? She lets me know every day the secretaries are awesome, and don't you ever think the secretaries are not awesome. So we definitely, so shout out to all the secretaries out there. Tempest, make sure. Yeah. So Tempest, make sure that I don't ever forget the little people in the secretary. Yeah, they're not little people at all, Tony. You know, things like that. Right? So she's made me a better executive. She started that way, and then she rose all the way to the top. So pretty much the chief operating officer of all things that I do. Yeah, so we definitely appreciate that. She won't let me change her title, but she is in a COO position in all five of, or even more, of the organizations that are of Antonio Smith Jr. So we definitely appreciate that. So shout out to her and all the little people out there. You are doing an awesome job. I hope that someone tells you thank you today. And you're just awesome. You're just awesome. Don't let anybody, I don't know what the topic is right now. I just feel the need to say this. Don't let anyone tell you that your work is not valuable. It was valuable before you got there. It's valuable because you're the one doing it. It's valuable because you're passionate about it. And people would try to take from you because they can't do themselves, or they're in a bad mood. You are a diamond before I ever put a value on top of you. I don't care if you make $7.25 an hour. You have always been worth $1 million. And that is who you are, whether you ever make $1 million or not. You are $1 million in worth in itself. So sorry, that's totally not the agenda, but I just felt the need to say that to someone that needed to hear that message for the day. Sorry, I can't always stop the preacher in me, but somebody. Positive vibes are always good. I don't care what your religion is. Positivity will always come through. Go ahead, Tempest.
Okay. Okay. Today's topic is how to get ideas from your team.
See, that had nothing, everything I just said had nothing to do with the topic, right? So you can tell I was just totally off topic. Okay, how do you get ideas from the team?
Yes.
Okay, great. How do you get ideas from the team? So are you asking me questions, or how are we doing this one? You want to just go?
Just go.
But you have an agenda, don't you?
And you got to throw your agenda.
Okay, so I get to free talk this one. All right, then. Okay, then, so how do you get ideas from your? I actually stood up. I got my chair on this one. This is awesome. Man, I get the free talk. It's good. I like when I get the free talk. So could it come? Well, they all come directly from the soul of me, the depth of me, who I am. But here's the deal. Okay, so you guys are not gonna like every last one of my answers I'm gonna say today, because some of them gonna be blunt, straightforward, and in your face, and most people don't like introspection. All right.
Oh,
I don't like to go. Yeah, you don't. Well, you can't get ideas if you have an ego, like, right? That's where I'm starting. This is where I'm starting, right? This is. So she's laughing, but someone out there is totally disagree. I mean, totally agreeing and disagreeing with me. You can't get ideas if you believe you're the smartest person in your organization. First off, let me stop you right now. If you are the smartest person in your organization, like if you actually are, that's why your organization is suffering. Right? Your job, well, I said it, people wasn't going to like it. I said they weren't
online,
but
it's the truth. It's positive. It's the truth. Okay, so if you're new to this podcast, let me digress for a second. If you're new to this podcast, this is Brick by Brick. It is a corporate. We designed this podcast to be corporate, meaning to hit church and corporate America. And it is called Rebuilding. The tag for it is Rebuilding the New You or a Better You. That's right, Rebuilding a Better You. Sometimes you have to hear the truth for a better you, right? It's like if you're if all your friends around you let you get 600 pounds, right? And there's nothing wrong with being 600 pounds. That's what you wanted to do. But if the people around you let you get there and you die of a heart attack at 30 or in your 30s, those were not friends. People will not allow, people who truly should be around you will not allow you to eat yourself into a heart attack. Now, at no point am I saying, let me just throw it out there, right? I'm not a skinny person, right? So I'm not hitting. I'm a 5'7", 200-pound man, right? I work out, so I'm pretty solid. However, I'm not saying let's be 90 pounds. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying if you got to a point in life where you have low self-esteem and you're 40 years old, then everybody around you is wrong. They let you get, they watched you for 40 years go down that path. And let me be the one to tell you in your face, switch friends. Because real friends would have stopped you before you ever got to the precipice of low self-esteem. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The people who want you to go to a higher place would never let you get to a low place. Now, back to my original point. I have to do this to some of you right now, right? Because I'm trying to be your friend or at least your mentor. We got people in Canada that listen to this and all these things, so here it is. If you're going to get ideas from your people, and there are more ideas from your people than in your head, I don't care how strategic you are, if you have 50 people working for you, and if you have 50 ideas a second, they have 50 ideas a second times 50. So there's more people below you and more ideas below you than there is in you. You must first stop being arrogant and get rid of your ego, right? You just have to do it, because here is why. Let me give it to you in a practical manner. You can't be the best organization, whatever your product is, whether it's church or whether it's wallets or whatever. There's a woman in your organization right now who can't stand that every time she goes by a purse, it never has enough pockets for her credit cards, right? It always has, or it doesn't have a mirror in it, or it doesn't have whatever it is. And she, every time, she's going, man, if they just do this. And if you would actually go down and listen to her, you would actually have a better product, right? But since some people, some leaders, have this idea, this ideal, that they're the smartest, and that's no reason for me to go down. You respond to whatever I'm thinking. And that's a terrible organization. That organization has good purpose, right? If it's a fire in the building, that's a great organization. No, I shouldn't have to go down 50 levels to see, all right, guys, do you think we should evacuate from the fire? Right, no, that's not the time to have that kind of organization, right? So respond to what I'm thinking, it's time to go. Everybody, let's go, let's be safe. That's a great organization for that manner. If your organization is not exiting buildings that are burning, then you might want to hear what I have to say. Make it to where an idea from the lowest level of your organization can get all the way to the top as fast as possible. That's what we did in this organization. And I got it from the idea of capitalism. My idea of capitalism is very simple, that how fast can money, and I'll do this in the very lamest term, how fast can money get from Texas to New York. And the faster it can happen, the faster everyone can get wealthy. Does that make sense? Am I still here? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But you know, my phone will be going out and we're on the mobile studio thingy, right? And we don't want that to happen. So America and great in Europe, right? England, you know, all these great financially prosperous countries and organizations are wealthy because money can travel from the bottom to the top as soon as possible. That means, so if I have $1 million construction property, then it's going to the heads of the construction. However, then I'm getting a general contractor who in turn gets subcontractors. And so the general contractor gets paid and the subcontractors get paid. But not just the subcontractors get paid, then the subcontractors have to hire people. And then the general contractors have to hire people. So look how many people are getting paid now. Look how many people are touching this $1 million. But not just that. These people get hungry. So guess what? They go shop at the local restaurants, whether it be McDonald's or you know, Burger King, whatever. Maybe they want to go. They have to go use the restroom. They're eating, now they got to use the restroom. So go somewhere with a clean restroom. But now on the way to the clean restroom, they pass up end caps at Walgreens or something, whatever it is. And they say, you know what, I've been needing some toothpaste. Let me get some toothpaste while I'm here. And so everyone is eating off of the $1 million due to the power and vigilance of capitalism. Is that making sense?
Yes.
All right. Outstanding. Now, how does that apply to your organization? What if you treat – so if capitalism, if the heart of capitalism is currency, what if you make the currency in your organization ideas? And this is free. Like, I'm actually currently writing a book about this. It's going to take a few years because I'm not done with this book, is how we planted this successful church and all these things, right? But this is what we did. This is free. I'm giving this to you for free, open book. We turned capitalism and made it power our church, but with ideas. What if ideas become the money inside the church? And I say church, but it's a bunch of things, right? It's a bunch of different organizations inside the church, outside the church, and it doesn't matter. Here's the point. Ideas fly from the bottom of the organization all the way to the top, which is me, within seconds. In my organizations, and all five of them, right, and church is one of them, and it's actually the smallest of one of them, right, of most of them, you can get promoted within 2 days in here. Like, you can just get here, and if you have what it takes to be at the top, you will be at the top fast as possible. Now, the deal is it's kind of hard to get in. We made hiring very, very, very hard, but we've made ideas so awesome that we encourage people to just shoot forth ideas. We love ideas here because I recognize that I'm not the smartest person in my organization. And even if I am the smartest person, I don't always have the smartest ideas. Does that make sense, Tibbetts?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. This is what I'm doing. Make sure I can hear. So, guys, the first thing you need to do, it's a long answer, but you need to get rid of your ego, right? If you don't crucify your ego, it will in turn crucify you. That's church, corporate. If you don't get rid of your ego will get rid of you. There are people underneath you that know what they're talking about. You know why they know what they're talking about? Because you have them working in that area all the time, and they're the experts in that area. Don't you hate it when you had you a job and people
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. You already know where I'm going. They smell like cologne in another city somewhere, right? You work for a franchise. And the franchise is based in Detroit, but you're in California working for this franchise, and they made an idea, and they pushed it down and made everybody do it. But not only did the idea not work, it slowed up the whole process of every single thing else that you did. Has that ever happened to you, Tempest? Because it happens across the world, right? Because it sounds like a good idea on paper, but you didn't think about the fact that it doesn't work when you actually do it. And so now everything gets slowed down, and now customer service gets a poor rating because they're so busy trying to work out what you want them to work out that now they're not paying attention to customers. And it's just a bad idea for everybody to have customers. Everybody needs customers. I don't care what your organization is. Without customers, you have no money. I don't care what it is. You can work for yourself. You can be like, well, I have an internet business. Okay, but people from the internet buy your merchandise, so it doesn't matter what it is.
Everyone needs customers. Now, customers change from organization, but everyone needs customers, right? And that's what you have to do. First and foremost, you need to let go of your ego. Change it to where? An idea. Change the system. I haven't even got to the individuals. I'm just speaking simply of the system. Change the system to where the system brings forth ideas from the very bottom to the very top as fast as possible. It should never take, hear me well, it should never take 3 months for an idea to get from a regular person to the top of the chain. That is terrible. And your organization will always suffer because it takes 3 months for change to ever happen. And here's the deal. I'm being very nice by saying 3 months for change to ever happen. We all know there are organizations, you may work for one right now, to where it's an act of Congress for change to happen at all. You don't want that organization. And that organization won't be around for as long as they claim it to be, because this is the information age. This age is completely different. If you don't like the words information age, let me give it to you even more accurate. This is post-modernity, post-modernism. This is an age where people don't stay at jobs for 40 years anymore. They're not trying to retire at your job. It's just not. And you need to make it to where your people do want to retire at your employment, at your job. But here's the deal. People are staying for jobs 3 to 4 years now and then moving on to something better or something more of them or becoming more entrepreneurial. We have more millionaires than there's ever been, right, to the point where the upper class is no longer the upper class anymore. The upper class is now called the global class. It's no longer upper class. Upper class is now elite. I mean, not elite, now obsolete, excuse me. The upper class is now obsolete. They're now global class. Because now people have residence. You can have someone upper class in America or Europe, but they spend more time in a country in which they don't even live in. So it's global, because this is why you have British actors living in Hollywood, right? And you have American actors living in Switzerland or anything like that. So if the world is changing, then the way you have your ideas need to also change. And I'm just simply talking about the system. Get rid of your ego first. That's number one. And then number two, correct the system to where Sally Mae or Jethro or Thomas, Bill, Bob, Sue, Jan, Fred, Everett, all these names could say, you know what, I've been coming here for a while, I have a great idea. And as soon as they say I have a great idea, it gets to the top as fast as possible. That's what you want to do, guys. That's what you want to do. Anything you want to add right there, Tempest?
No.
I know, this is so my topic. But go ahead,
yeah.
Though.
I think sometimes, not from a leader perspective, but from a worker perspective, sometimes you're a little intimidated to bring your ideas forward.
Wow.
So you have a good idea, but do I really have the confidence to go to this person and say, here's how I think things to go, or, you know? So I think sometimes it is on us, not necessarily the leader. I mean, you know, it's both, if that makes sense.
Right. No. That's right. That's absolutely right. I'm glad you brought that up. So let's go to – so I talked about the leaders. Let's talk about the people. Three words I tell them across the whole row. It's time for you to recognize that you are enough, right? I am enough. I want you to go right now. Stop driving, pull over, listen to it, write these three words down. I am enough. Please note that your idea has always been an amazing idea. It kind of goes back to the very first thing we were talking about, right, before when I was completely off topic. Have the courage to have courage. It's okay if your idea isn't the best idea on planet Earth. Guess what? Neither was mine. I've come across 2,000 ideas before I actually got to the right one. Robert Kiyosaki says it this way. There are two types of people. He had two dads. One of his dads said, I can't afford it. And the moment he said, I can't afford it, his brain stopped working. his other dad, which is his wealthy dad, which was not his biological dad, said, how can I afford it? And the moment you switch from I can't to how can I, you come up with all sorts of ideas. Now, the truth of the matter is, 10 of those ideas may absolutely suck, and that's a professional term, and they absolutely suck. And here's the deal. It's okay, because you're going to get to number 11 that's going to be amazing. And you want to be able to have it to where you can get rid of all the bad ideas and get to the good one. But if you lack the courage to even speak with your own voice, then you'll never be able to help your company. What if you're the person that has an idea that can change the whole future of your company, but you're too afraid to say it because you're afraid of rejection? And it no longer becomes about you, because what if your company is in the medical field with catheters, right? And I'm just making this up, but what if you had an idea to make catheters not hurt so much? Now, is it fair that you hold in that idea when it could have changed the lives of millions of people who need catheters? So what am I saying? I'm saying it very simply. Yes, leaders have to crucify their egos, but so do you. And your ego probably is not a loud, arrogant ego, but it's a quiet ego that makes you self-sabotage on the inside of you. And it's time to let that ego go. No, you don't always have bad luck. Quit letting your ego tell you that. I know you've never heard it in terms of ego, but that's what it is. No, you don't always. People are always against you. Let that go. Forgive it. Forgive it means to literally let go. There's some things you're holding on to that you need to let go. You don't deserve it. They're not worthy of who you are. They're not worthy of where you're going. Let some of the stuff someone told you in third grade that you couldn't read, and you've been afraid to read out loud ever since. Let that go. Let it go. You don't need it. You don't want it, because a leader can use your idea to change his or her entire organization. But if you're too afraid to give that idea, how can an organization change? Is that fair? Did I kind of touch that one, Tempest?
Yes, that's fair.
Well, I'm so glad that I actually asked you for your opinion. Now, see, even then, now this is actually one of the – this is a subject that is more of me than Tempest. Right? Not to, actually, Tempest is one of the – she has very – in fact, her talented intellect and things like that. She's very intelligent, right? This is just my topic. Like, last episode was her topic, right? I was very heavy on hers when she was, you know, relationship building and things like that. But even I knew that, man, she probably had something to say. Just because I didn't think it was her topic, look at who she, the answer I just gave, just bless somebody, just help somebody. And had I been in my head thinking, well, this isn't her topic, so I'm going to let her make it, or I'm not going to say, oh, I'm the professional on this topic, right? Anything like that. Then we would have missed the key answer that the world needed to hear. It's not just leaders, but you are enough. You've always been enough. You will always be enough. You were born enough. People picked on you when you was a child, but you were still enough. You're grown, and they're still bullying you, but you are still enough. You will always, forever, as life, as long as you have breath, will be enough. The mere fact that you breathe out and lose that breath and get another one right back proves that your subconscious knows that you are so important, you deserve to breathe. And if you're that important to where you deserve to breathe subconsciously, then you're so important that your idea can get across to the person you need to get across. I feel like I just said something. If you breathe out and you let go of life, because that's basically what you're doing, you're letting go. When you breathe out, you're letting go of what is poisonous to you, carbon dioxide in this case. But your subconscious, without your lungs, without you ever telling your lungs to retract and take back in more air, and your nostrils or your mouth to take back in more air, and for everything inside you, filter, for your nose hairs to filter the things you don't need of that oxygen, for it to take the nitrogen and filter that, for your blood to say, well, I want this, and for your kidneys to say, well, I want this, and for your other organs to say, I want this. If your body is doing all of that, if you don't even think about it,
I think we lost you.
Well, you lost me again.
I was so on it.
I was so on it, too. Anyway, long story short, if your body is doing all this breathing and breathing out, filtering things that your body needs, and your subconscious knows that you are enough, guess what? If your subconscious knows, let that go to your conscious mind. You've always been enough. You can always do it. You always will do it. That's how you get the ideas from your people. Now, those are the philosophical side. Let me give you some good practical things that you can use inside your organization. One thing you can do is have next time you have a meeting or next time you have a group, whatever, pass around a piece of paper, all right, and say, hey, guys, I really love your opinions. I would love for you to tell me in one sentence, one or two sentences, how can we change this organization, right? How can we, if you were the boss, what would you do to make it better? Here's the deal. They're no longer offended by that because people love to give their opinions, right? If you were the boss, what would you do to make your job better? Now, that's powerful, right? I think I've repeated it the third time. If you pass them on a piece of paper, and you can do this in any way, you can do it publicly, you can send everybody a private email, you can, you know, you can do it however you want to do it, whatever fits the DNA of your organization, you do it that manner, and say, hey, guys, if you were me, what would you do to make your job better? Wow. Right then and there, you're going to have people tell you things that you didn't even know was a problem that was hindering them from doing a better job by you. Does that make sense, Tempest?
That makes sense.
Right? So when you just – that's a very practical way. I did the philosophical one, just practicality in its purest form. Pass around a piece of paper, shoot a private email, go in the inbox, do it one-on-one. I don't care how you do it. If you were better, I mean, if you were me, how would you how would you tell me to make your job easier, right? Here's another way to do it. I actually do this in our organization. Every 6 months I have one-on-one meetings, right? Temple schedules them for me. The first meeting goes like this. The first meeting, and I schedule all of them for an hour, right? Now, it may not be practical that you get to do this with your people if you have hundreds and hundreds of people. So do it with your top personnel, right? Because I can't do it with all my people. I only do it with anyone who's a leader or a volunteer leader. And for some people, that's way too many for you. You can't do this. So do it with the people that you think that you can do it with. But do it over a course of 2 or 3 weeks, right? Don't try to do it in one day because that would just be crazy. You get fatigued and you'll stop listening. But here's what you do. The first 6 months, my meeting goes this way the first time. I let them tell me how to fulfill their dreams. That's the first meeting of the year. Is how can I help make your job better? How can this organization help you fulfill your dreams? It's one of the greatest meetings we have in this church. Well, in these organizations, because people open up. And actually, so when I do that to you, what do you feel like? let me. When I do that to you, what do you feel like? Because I want them to hear it. What do you feel like when I do that to you? When I say, hey, Tempest, it's open floor, you can say whatever you want to say. How can I fulfill your dreams and serve you better?
That makes me feel like the most important person. Like, that makes me feel like you actually care and I'm not just an employee, if that makes sense. Like,
that makes plenty of sense.
Okay.
That makes plenty of sense. But let's go deeper, though. Let's go deeper. What else does it make you feel like? So say the thing you're trying not to say over the phone so thousands of people can hear.
It makes me feel like I'm a person, like I matter. Like, okay, fine. It makes me feel like it's more to this than just me fulfilling your dreams. Like, you actually care enough to know what my dreams are, and you actually care enough to help me fulfill my dreams and hold me accountable to my dreams. So that makes me feel like you care. I don't know another way to say that.
Right?
It makes me feel like you care.
That's perfect. Now, am I more likely to get an idea from you, the best idea, when I do that?
Yes. Because now I'm comfortable coming to you with my ideas.
There it is.
I'm more comfortable that way.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. I'm glad you said that, because that's I didn't even know I wanted to go there, but that's exactly where I would like to go, right? So if you do that, guys, then that's what that'll be a great key, a great new tool, new method for your organization. The second meeting I have is in the next 6 months. I have another one-on-one meeting with the same person, but this time I tell them my vision for them, right? It's different. The tone is different. It's not a negative tone, but the tone is different. The first meeting is, my tone is different. Let me bow to you. Tell me how can I help you. The second meeting is, now you bow to me. Let me tell you what I expect of you. But it's more than that, right? It's here's my vision for you, because people will work for you and have no, they feel like
we keep losing you today. Can you hear me?
Wait till we come back.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Yeah, so anyway, so here's what I would say. So what we do is, on that second one, I say, well, here's my expectation of you. And people work for you for 6 years, 6 weeks, 6 months, 60 years, and never think that they're so important of your organization. But when you tell them, hey, here's my plan for you, right? The first 6 months, I said, what's your plan for me? This second 6 months, I'm saying, here's my plan for you. And when you hear someone say, Tempest, listen, guys, I mean, listen, Tempest, here's what I want. I'm actually structuring completely around your talents. I've come to notice that you've been working real hard, and I want to do something great for this organization around you, and I want you to lead it. Now, Tempest, in turn, is going to go, wow, well, I have plenty of ideas. I didn't know I was that important. Maybe, right? You see where I'm going, Tempest?
Right.
And if you see it, everyone else says it. So these are great ways to get more ideas from your people, and basically we can just stop right there, because I don't want to overload you. But this I actually hit a whole lot, right? These are the kind of things that you want to do. So rewind this podcast, share it. These are things that you need to do in your organization. Forget the fact that you know everything. Surround yourself with people smarter than you. Andy Stanley says it this way. I quote Andy Stanley a lot. Andy Stanley says it this way. A leader who refuses to listen to his people will eventually be surrounded by people who have absolutely nothing to say. Here's what that means. In fact, let me repeat it for dramatic effect. A leader who refuses to listen to his people will eventually be surrounded by people who have absolutely nothing to say. Here's what that means. If you don't listen to your people that have ideas, they will go to someone like Antonio T. Smith Jr., who loves to listen to their ideas, and I will have all your best employees, and you will not have them. And you don't want that to happen, okay? Because here's the deal. I love to have them, but every organization that's currently open today has the idea to change the world, and you deserve to have your best people, because there's plenty of other great people out here that I can find that are not taking from your people. Those are my final thoughts. So hopefully that helps you guys. Go ahead, Tippis, take it away.
Okay, guys, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Brick by Brick. If you would like for Antonio T. Smith Jr. or Rev Tony to come speak at your upcoming event, conference, whatever you have going on, you may visit us on the web at revtony.org/booking. That's revtony.org/booking. Fill out the short, quick form, and actually, I'll be the one to get back in contact with you within 24 hours. If you like what you heard or you don't like what you heard today, please rate and comment below. We love to hear from you. We do read every single comment, and we take everything you say to heart, and we try to adapt so we can better help you. So thanks for tuning in. And, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this last time. Make sure you go pick up the book by Antonio T. Smith Jr. entitled Keep Walking. It's in bookstores near you, and it's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com, and iBooks as well. So pick that up, and see you guys next time.
Oh. All right, guys.
Wherever you are in life, whether you're a millionaire, just starting out, whether you believe in yourself or not, whether you have self-assurance or low self-esteem, whether you cry yourself to sleep at night or you're on top of the world, we want to help you become a better you because we believe that God has something greater in store just for you. Whether you're a church member or not, corporate world or not, we want to see you succeed in life. Tune into us next week as we continue helping you be a better you.